Well, there's, of course there's many. I mean, you know, am I of the devil, really? Well, if God looks at me as his son, he's going to take me out of that. In his plan, yeah, I'm his from the foundation of the world. But this is said that we might have the right fear. That we would not let a promise be lacking, lest we should seem to come short of it. These words of John are meant to exhort us to righteousness, that we sin not. We know that the whole world lies in sin. Right? The wicked one does not touch you because you keep yourself. Why? Because the seed of God remains in you. You keep it. You keep yourself. By the power, not just words, by power. God has his spirit in you. There's a power to overcome sin. How do you overcome it? How do you keep yourself? By faith. You know, coming out of the traditions and all the things we come out of. Honestly, if I could save, if these words could save by someone believing on the truth that came out of my mouth, I think I could die content. It's not grievous, but God, it's the patience for it. I guess God wants me to be patient, to learn patience in waiting for his promise to be fulfilled in me, so that I will be patient with other brethren as it's fulfilled in them, because I'm impatient for it. I want righteousness now. I hate the way I have to teach this. I hate having to say, my love isn't perfect. I hate it. Though, if it was perfect, I don't know that I would say, my love is perfect. Because then I'd just be a fool. God, you know, I would like to just be able to teach it straight up. But, you know, I do this for myself. It's not just for you who listen, if you listen. Is there anybody out there? I don't know. I know there's a few who listen. But, you know, as I teach this, I think, I examine myself. And I don't say it so that you might puff me up or put me on a pedestal. I don't think this would ever put me up. All I think I do is I debase myself before everyone. Right? But I say it that you can see my example of how I examine myself. Examine yourself. You know? I'm sitting here totally unselfconscious about it. I don't care. You know, and there's a God who knows everything I've ever done. He is the ultimate authority in the universe. He's punishing people for their sins. I've sinned much. I just want to be forgiven and live forever. I think that's asking a lot. But God is great, you know. He can do great things. So I pray that he put this in my heart that I might receive it. And I expect the same for you. You who continue in my word. Yeah, my word. It's my word, God's word, you know, whatever. The mouth that's speaking to you is speaking by a spirit. As Paul says, my gospel. It's mine. This is my gospel. This is my word. Mine. This is my God. I'm not interested in your gods. I don't mean you who listen in faith. But those gods out there. I don't want the wicked one to touch me. Not lay a finger. I pray that through these Bible studies, God will work it more powerfully in my life. I expect that that's part of why I'm doing this, because this is going to build me up in righteousness. I've got a lot of faith in that. By meditating on this word, and by, you know, I think of Psalm 119, I should go listen to that. You know, all the ways in which, by meditating on his word and listening to his word, you know, I depart from evil. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. We're of God here, let's say, we're sinless. We've gotten the whole world is like, that's the whole testimony. We need to shine as lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We need to shine. We need to stand out. We got to be different. In the midst of a perverse and wicked generation, maybe more wicked than before. I don't know. There have been some pretty wicked generations back there. We just have it more accessible. There's a lot greater exchange of wickedness, you know? The traffic has sort of increased. I think men have always been just as wicked. It's just they're kind of sharing it more, you know? Here, look at my wickedness. Oh, well, that's some wickedness. Look at mine. Oh, whoa, whoa. Let's share our wickedness on the internet. Let's share it on the television. Let's share it on the radio. Let's share it in the bookstores. Let's share. Let's spread it around. The Son of God has come and given us this understanding that we may know Him that is true. It's so important. We got to know Him that is true. That is where the name of God is. That is where the name of His Son is. We got to know Him that is true. We got to know Him. If the things I preach are going to be strange to people, that means that they don't know God. They ought to know Him. You know, the thing is, to me, it happened in one day that I got the Spirit of God, and all of a sudden, my entire understanding, my wife could testify of like how I came, all of a sudden, suddenly, before I'd even gone back to like really listen, you know, I was all of a sudden using the Bible that I had taught for years to totally overthrow the doctrines that we had held. Certain aspects that we had held on to, from even the days when I studied with Dr. Murray. Especially with regard to predestination. And it was like a shock. It was difficult for her because at the time she didn't have the Spirit of God. But eventually she did. But she assented to the wisdom that God had given me. And people see that I hold my wife in subjection. And I was going to talk to my neighbor about this because he does the same. And people always think, like, they look at his wife and they say, oh, I can't be. She's such a, you know, because they see her as a strong woman. So it's not that our wives are weak, you know? It's not that my wife is weak that she's in subjection to me. It's because God has made me stronger. I think it's no fun to beat up on some weak person. I'm being a little jesting. Not foolishly, though, please. What I mean is, like, it is much more exciting to me in a way to be to have such a strong person as my mate, you know, of a strong mind. Because it is that sort of stubbornness